Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 31st at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:30. I'm Brent Helen. We are still waiting for the heavy rain to move on shore. It's not too far away. Our current temperature is sitting at 60 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The deal for Seattle-based Washington Federal Bank to acquire Santa Rosa-based Luther Burbank Savings Bank has been approved by federal and state regulators. The $654 million all-stock deal is set to be completed at the end of February. Once complete, the Luther Burbank name will go away and customers will migrate to Washington Federal. The man who heads the ownership group of the Press Democrat has been appointed to the California Fish and Game Commission by Governor Gavin Newsom. Darius Anderson is also the founder of Wing and Barrel Ranch Hunt Club. He also owns a lobbying and development firm and is an avid collector of all things Jack London. He's finishing up a term on the California Community College's Board of Governors. If confirmed by the state Senate, Anderson will serve a six-year term. Avelo Airlines has announced they are expanding operations at the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport, bringing in two more Boeing 737 aircraft and about 50 more jobs. It did not indicate what new routes the planes would be flying, but operations should be ready by May 1st. House Republicans have taken a party-line vote towards impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over what they say is his willful and systematic refusal to enforce immigration laws. The Homeland Security Committee voted to recommend two articles of impeachment to the full House. A vote on the impeachment could take place as soon as next week. A judge says Elon Musk must give up a compensation package awarded by Tesla's board of directors that is potentially worth more than $55 billion. The ruling in a Delaware court on Tuesday comes 5 years after a shareholder lawsuit. Plaintiff's lawyers argued that the pay package was dictated by Musk and was the product of a sham negotiation with directors who were not independent of him. Defense attorneys countered that the pay plan was fairly negotiated by a compensation committee whose members were independent. The second snow survey of the year was taken yesterday at Phillips Station in the Sierra. It recorded 29 inches of snow depth at a snow water equivalent of 10 inches. That's 58% of average for the area for this time of year. Still, it's an improvement from where things stood with the snowpack on January 1st, which was 28% of average. If you recall, California's snowpack last year at this time was 214% of average. With today's storm rolling in, and we are still expecting 2 to 6 inches of rain, officials are reminding residents of ways to stay safe. Never drive into standing water on roadways, and always obey signs advising you to turn around. Stay clear of downed power lines. Also, have an emergency kit with a radio, flashlight, batteries, and first aid kit available. Slow down and give yourself extra time and space on wet roadways. Now, should you need them, sandbags are available at many locations across Sonoma County, and a warming center will be open from 7 p.m. tonight until 7 a.m. Friday at the Catholic Charities Caritas Center on 6th Street in Santa Rosa. 7:34 KZST, we need another update on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll check in once again with CHP Officer Jeremy Porter. Hello there, Jeremy. How are the roads?
Thank you. Everything is still looking good out there for your commute. There are no crashes or hazards to report at this time. The only slowdown we're seeing right now is at the Highway 12 and 101 interchange for the metering lights. Please drive safe and buckle up out there on the wet roadways today. From the CHP in Sonoma County, I'm Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician, Jeff, showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free. Two people connecting, and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Stop your search for the one and find your perfect mattress match at Mancini's Sleep World. Save up to $1,000 plus get interest-free financing during our President's Day sale. Save on mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Avocado, Beautyrest, and more. Plus, shop queen-size mattresses starting at only $199 with guaranteed best prices, free next-day delivery, and setup in your home. Plus, old mattress removal, your perfect match is waiting for you online or in stores at Mancini's Sleep World.
You'll get your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt. Find out more at jacksonhewitt.com. In sports, the Warriors beat the Philadelphia 76ers 119-107 last night. They'll play the Grizzlies in Memphis on Friday. And David Rubenstein, co-founder of the Carlyle Group, will buy a controlling interest in the Baltimore Orioles for $1.75 billion from the Angelos family, with an option to purchase the rest of the ownership upon the death of Peter Angelos, who bought the team for $173 million back in 1992. And your forecast, we've got a wind advisory from now through Wednesday night and a flood watch through Thursday night. Still on track for 2 to 4 inches of rain for most of us, locally higher in West County. Today, rain and wind moving in. It will be strongest in the afternoon, wind gusting to 40 miles an hour. Tonight, rain changing over to showers, possible thunder showers. Tomorrow, showers and still pretty windy, highs in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. A new high-tech search team believes they have found the wreckage of Amelia Earhart's missing Lockheed 10E electroplane deep in the Pacific Ocean. Using advanced sonar, they got an image that matches the plane in the general location her plane is believed to have disappeared between New Guinea and Howland Island back on July 2nd, 1937. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
the sun beneath this hole gone. Funny you're the broken one, but I'm the only one who needed saving. Cause when you never see the light, it's hard to know which one of us is caving. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me out the way. I want you to stay. Stay. I want you to stay.
Ooh. You're tuned into 100.1 KZST. It is 742, 60 degrees, just clicked over to 60, rainy degrees, I should add. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for Hot Topic. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm staying dry.
Yeah.
I remembered my umbrella today.
Good girl.
Yep, I usually don't, so I'm happy. So, Hot Topic of the morning, kind of a weird one. We're going to play a little game called This or That. Again, if you have a comment or you want to chime in, call us in the studio, 707-284-1000. And it's called This or That. And basically, black or white, you choose run or walk, chocolate or vanilla, pretty simple. You'll catch on.
Yeah, so I kind of like this.
You have them. You have the list there, Brent.
I've got the list right here in my hot little hand. So we'll go through this. So the first one, are you city or are you country? No, I am 100% country.
Oh my God, I'm 100% city. Well, I'm from LA. I don't like cow tipping, so yeah, I'm going to say city.
Yeah, see, I kind of grew up on a ranch part-time, so I am way country. Are you a passenger or driver?
Honestly, passenger.
Really?
I would rather be a passenger. I'm that lazy. I do not enjoy driving.
Wow, I'm 100% driver.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I think I know the answer to this one for both of us. Sunday or Saturday?
Duh. Yeah. Saturday.
100% Saturday. Mm-hmm. Sundays for us to get up early are not fun days.
No.
Crushed ice or cubed ice?
Cubed.
Yep. Cubed.
Yeah.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
Are you schedule or spontaneous?
People are going to think I'm going to say spontaneous, but I actually schedule everything. So I'm going to say scheduled.
Yep. I'm the same way.
Are you?
Same way. Okay. Yep. Truth or dare?
Dare.
I'm dare. I like that. Spring or autumn?
I'm going to say autumn because I just hate allergies and I have spring allergies. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I am autumn as well. Colorful or neutrals?
Depends. Personality, dark and neutral. But I do like some colors on my fashion sense. So, but I do like black, too. That's a hard one.
It is kind of a tough one. It's good. I have to go colorful because of Fun Pants Friday.
Absolutely.
So that one.
For sure.
Definitely. YouTube or Netflix?
Netflix.
Yep. Cash or card?
Well, I mean, as much as I love both of them, I like holding the cash in my hot little hand. So I'm going to say cash.
Yeah, I'm a cash and carry kind of person, definitely. And then our final one, Coke or Pepsi?
What are you going to say?
I'm Pepsi.
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 My answer, bottom line, either one with rum.
Debbie Abrams in the morning on KZST. So exactly when does this old enough to know better kick in?
You know, you made me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity.
Let me tell you.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get a check on the commute right now with CHP Officer Jeremy Porter in our Rona Park studio. Good morning to you. How's traffic?
Good morning. Thank you, Debbie. We're still looking good out there for your morning commute. Still no crashes or hazards to report. We are seeing traffic slowing down northbound 101 between Todd Road and Highway 12, and traffic is still heavy, Highway 12 at the 101 interchange. Please drive safe and buckle up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, I'm Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only. Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only. Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates. This weekend only. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tub starting at $2,999. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Friday, noon to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 6. Free admission. Free delivery. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive. Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn 2 recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right, till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna
started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, yeah, say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing, yeah, I can hold my own hand, yeah, I can love me better than you can.
Can love me better, I can love me better, baby. Can love me better, I can love me better, baby. Can love me better, I can love me better, baby. Can love me better,
I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna fight. Started to cry, but then remembered
KZST on your Wednesday. Stormy weather today and tomorrow. I'm Debbie Abrams. And now a feature I call Sonoma County's The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. The Good. Avelo Airlines just announced it's setting up its base operations at the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport, bringing about 50 new jobs to the area. Airline officials say they will be hiring for dozens of crew members, flight attendants, pilots, and airplane technicians. And more good news, they've added two flights from Sonoma County to Las Vegas Super Bowl week. The bad, a new tax poll that shows a majority of Sonoma County taxpayers feel they pay too much in taxes. As tax season begins this week, 2/3 say they spend too much on federal income taxes, 7 in 10 say the same for property taxes, and 6 in 10 feel that way for state sales tax. And a few adults have a high level of confidence that the institutions that use their tax dollars are in the best interest of the people. Not good. And the ugly, that would be the destructive behavior from climate activists after they threw soup on one of the most famous paintings in the world at the Louvre in Paris, the Mona Lisa. They shouted slogans advocating for a sustainable food system while French farmers protest. The classic art piece was behind protective glass and not damaged from that thrown soup. There you have it. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast, to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love.